happen.
I've been fired before.
Okay, I'm just going to read through. I am Michelle Walker, the duly chosen, qualified, and acting city recorder of the City of Fountain Green, Sanpete County, State of Utah, hereby certify that the following is a true, correct copy.
What do you mean acting? I'm not being facetious, I'm serious. Why is it acting?
That's just what I copied. Acting, because I'm acting as a city recorder.
You are the city recorder.
Oh, so...
That's what I mean?
Yeah.
As city recorder.
As city.
That's why I was wondering. Just out of curiosity.
Of the City of Fountain Green, Sanpete County, State of Utah, hereby certify that the following is true, is a true, correct copy of the canvas report for the November 4th, 2025 municipal general election. This report was reviewed and certified by the Board of Municipal Canvassers for the City of Fountain Green, Utah on November 18, 2025, and that's what we're doing now. The mayor at large is a one seat, 4-year term. Willard Wood had a total of 211 votes, which he was elected. The city council at large, they have 2 seat openings at large, 4-year term. Official totals. Rich Walker had 178. Vaughn A. Jacobson, 183. Shellis E. Jacobson, 147. Totaling 508 votes. The elected municipal legislative members for a 4-year term will go from January 2026 to January 2029. So the next page, registered voters. There are 709 registered voters in Fountain Green. Ballots cast, there were 283 ballots cast, a total of 39.92%. Willard Wood, at his total of 211 votes, had 100% votes. Rich Walker at 178 had 35.04%. Vaughn A. Jacobson, 183 votes, and was 36.02%. Shelleth E. Jacobson, 147, 28.94%. And then I certify that the foregoing is a full, true, and correct abstract of the votes for this city's 2025 general election held on November 4th. Then I will need you to sign, everybody. We will. Don't let me forget. Okay, the next one is the statistics. Again, registered voters, total of 709. Ballots cast, 283, which again, the voter turnout total was 39.92%. So this was quite interesting. Willard, with 211, undervotes were 72. So undervotes means that out of the 211, there were 72 that didn't vote for mayor. That's what it means by undervote. Does that make sense?
I was surprised there were that many that voted, because he was
uncontested. Yeah.
That really surprised me.
Yeah. Rich, again, their totals and undervotes, 58. So there were 58 that didn't vote for one of you. Vote for all three. Or for three, which I thought
is... vote for two, they only vote for
yeah,
three.
Yeah, right, right. That's what I meant.
Cool.
Yeah. So then, I've got all the cities within Sanpete County, but I just printed off the one with Fountain Green. Return pass deadline were 6. Remember, the new law is you could not... It had to be in by 8 o'clock. It couldn't be postmarked, whatever. So there were 6 past the deadline. Returned unsigned were 11, and signatures that didn't match the voter record, 2.
Did curiosity get the better of you, and did you tally them anyway? These 19 votes.
No.
Did you see who they voted for?
I didn't.
Even though they didn't count.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay. You wouldn't want to know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered if 19, that it wouldn't have made a difference. It wouldn't have made a difference for Shella.
Okay. Right. It wouldn't have mattered anyway, because now some of these, they would try to contact the individuals, see if they want to fix the problem. Yeah, they have a certain time to be able to do that.
The unsigned is, yeah.
Yeah.
So we laughed. Manti had 15 unsigned. They had quite a few. Anyway, I've got all the cities in that. And then, so that is pretty much for the city, the municipality. And for the county, a number of ballots processed were 5,360. And they had to audit. Yesterday I went down, and they had to count 99 ballots by hand. So it was interesting. There were three on, they had each a stack, three on one stack, three on another stack. And they went through and wrote down all the names and then just tallied them to have an end total. And then they traded stacks, did it again. And then Linda, the election officer, county clerk, she had a computer list. So she had to go and compare her computer list with all these other lists that they had made. And they all worked out.
How many
voters
were there in the county?
Yes. There were 11,361 voters, and then the 5,360 ballots were cast, so 47.18%. So that's not, with Spring City's issue, and they got 75% out, but they just got their third lawsuit against the city.
Who's suing?
The citizens of Spring City.
Say that again?
The citizens of Spring City are suing them. Suing the city council.
Lady leader from that lives outside the city.
She's in charge. She's just pushed it. Yes.
Yeah.
But it has to come from somebody within the city. So the lawsuit is the citizens of Spring City are suing the city.
They don't feel like the general plan is good enough. Anyway, so when we went down to take our ballot box, we had to have two of us. So Laura and I went down. And we carried our ballot box, and well, there was this lady standing at the top of the stairs. And we're going, oh, hi, you know. And then we went downstairs, and all these people are sitting around, which is very unusual, because usually when I've gone before, it's just the counter, you know, us doing the ballots. But they had people lining the walls. Anyway, I'm thinking, that is really weird. So we come back up, meet this lady, and she's the head gal with these lawsuits. And anyway, we leave, and then I don't know if you read Mr. Black's from Spring City. They followed him. He had people follow him to the county, follow him home, and all those people were Spring City watching to make sure that nobody did anything funny. Yeah, they've got issues. Okay, so, and I've got everything, all the totals for every city, if you are interested in looking at them. The last thing I needed to do, actually we've already been over it, 47.2% voter turnout. Active voters, 11,361. Total ballots counted, 5,360. There were 21 provisional ballots, which means they either registered at the voting poll or they had to change their address, or, and then that's not bad in a county 21. Anyway, that is the election canvas for 2025.
I probably got the 3 I was supposed to hand in my truck. Do you want to go ahead?
So we have to accept with a yes. Do you accept the 2025 election?
Let's just make a motion.
Municipal general election.
So one of us need to make a motion to do that?
Everybody can make a motion.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept the results of the 2025 general election.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second
that. Motion second. More discussion? Carrie?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Kim? Jacob?
Yes.
Yes.
I get to vote once. Wow.
After all these years.
Okay.